The Murders at White House Farm by Carol Ann Lee.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
People generally see what they look for and hear what they listen for. Harper Lee, To Kill a Mockingbird, 1960. Somebody in this case is lying, and lying their heads off. Anthony Arledge, QC, closing speech at the Bamber trial, 22nd of October, 1986. Preface. Suicide girl kills twins and parents, bellowed the Daily Express headline on the 8th of August, 1985. Beside a hauntingly beautiful photograph of the young woman and her two smiling children, the article began, "A farming family, affectionately dubbed the Archers, was slaughtered in a bloodbath yesterday. Brandishing a gun taken from her father's collection, deranged divorcee Sheila Bamber, 28, first shot her twin six-year-old sons. She gunned down her father as he tried to phone for help. Then she murdered her mother before turning the automatic 22 rifle on herself." 24-year-old Jeremy Bamber had raised the alarm shortly before 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday, the 7th of August, 1985. He told police that he had just received a phone call from his father to the effect that Sheila had gone berserk with a gun. Officers met him at the family home, White House Farm in Tolsant Darcy, Essex. Jeremy worked there, but lived alone 3 miles away. Firearms units arrived, but it wasn't deemed safe to enter the house until 7:45 a.m. They found 61-year-old Neville Bamber in the kitchen, beaten and shot 7 times.